bag shades, that's the basics. I feel it when they eye. That's why I move low, get the calls, never mind. Going through the matrix. Red and blue pills, black shades, that's the basics. I feel it when they eye. That's why I move low, get the calls, never mind. I'm looking at the signs and the stars shine. Green numbers falling down in a row. I'm looking at the time like, where's it gone?
All right, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. And we're ready to chop up good game as we always do. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon out here live in Los Angeles. And we are ready to make it pop off. Let me put on some Mackin music so I can really chop it up with the family. How's everybody doing now? Before I get started today's show, hold on, let me record everything before I forget. Glad to have everybody to Ism Radio. Today's show is brought to you by a brand new podcast called Tipping the Scale. It's a podcast about relationships, business, personal development. The show gives people a real world perspective on life. Check out tipthescalepodcast.com, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here, I'm joined by my lovely female co-host. We have right here to my far right, we have Miss Sarah Nicole. How are you, Sarah? And please speak in the mic.
Hey, I'm speaking in the mic.
There you go. How are you, dear? How you been?
I'm doing great.
How's your week been, Sarah?
It's been very productive.
Like how? What have you done productive?
I've been turned into a granny. I told you I've been studying for my CCNT certificate.
Okay.
So I have to be studying at least 4 hours a day.
Cool.
To get that. So I've been a granny. But I'm going to go out this weekend and kind of have a little fun just for one day and then get back to studying.
Where are you going out to?
I want to go to Bazaar with Layla.
Let's go. I'm going Friday.
Drinks.
With my mom. I'm literally going because I didn't get a chance to really do anything for my mom for Mother's Day. No, because I just didn't have time to. I didn't know what she wanted. So I was like, what do you want? And she was like, you know what? Just take me to, because I've been telling her about Bazaar and them drinks. She was like, just take me. So we're going to go on Friday. So
yeah,
come on, girl.
I would like to go there.
Let's go.
And that's my life right now, being a granny.
Now, how have you been, Layla? What's going on with Miss Layla? This is Layla Lopez over here to my immediate right.
Hi. How are you guys? I'm good. You know, I had an interesting week, you know.
Oh, what happened?
Ooh, sorry.
No. Well, nothing major. Just gotten into it with a couple people, you know. You know, a couple friends. You know how
girl,
it is.
Just come with it. You was about to beat the brakes off somebody.
No, I mean, some girl, like, I literally don't fight. Like, I'm not a fighter. I don't fight. I have conversations. I'm a grown woman. But when somebody steps to you in your face, what do? Like, they're running up on you. So, like, do I fight? Do I wait for them to punch me? I don't know.
Wait, and you
so the fight got that intense?
No, it never happened. The fight never happened.
But it got intense like
it
that.
It got
but
intense.
She talked about your son.
Yeah, because she talked about my son. And, like, at that point, all bets are off. I don't care. I'm picking up lamps. I mean, I did try to pick up a lamp, but it was plugged in.
Oh,
so
damn.
It didn't work out for me. But
wow.
But I'm just saying, like, it's crazy, you know? It was pretty crazy. I mean, it's pretty petty. Like, that just goes to show people's mentality. You know what I mean? Like, she was ready to fight. We were just trying to have a conversation. So, you know, she was ratchet, and she don't know about having an adult conversation. She wanted to fight. Like, she jumped up my face. So, it was a pretty long story, but, you know, it didn't have, like, she had a clear shot. So, if she really wanted to do something, Miss Big and Bad, she could have really did something.
But so she just running her mouth.
She just running her big, I reach out. Like, really? Girl,
wow,
bye.
Wow.
With your wig on. With your bad lace front wig on.
She had
bye.
A bad lace front on?
Bye. Girl,
ooh,
bye.
She listening?
I don't know. I hope she is. She probably so broke she can't even, I don't know, can't afford to listen, girl.
So everything cool now?
Everything's good now. I'm back to, you know, I'm back to normal. I'm back to having some sense. I hate when you have to stoop to somebody's level. You know what I mean? I was really mad at myself. I was like, dang, I let somebody bring me down like that?
Girl,
never again.
I had that happen. I told you when you told me that, how I got in a fight at Not Scary Farm. Is that what it's called?
You almost got in a fight at Not Scary
Farm?
No,
I didn't almost. I did.
Who the hell did you fight at Non-Scary Farms?
I had to beat a white bitch up.
I knew she was going to be a white bitch.
Hilarious.
Now, you know, I just
hilarious.
I just love, you know, just come my way, honey.
You right over there, Layla. What you doing? You
got, come my way, honey.
I'm trying to take this sweater off, but if I do it over my head, it ain't going to work out.
My goodness.
No, but it was a white girl, though. But she started it with me. Okay. She, like, did that whole, that pointing, like, hitting you in the chest thing. And I had to knock her ass on her back real quick.
Okay, so we got a couple of fighters up in here.
No, I think people try you.
I felt bad afterwards. Like, the next day, I really
felt bad for yourself.
Like, so disgusted. Yep. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm this age and I'm fighting.
Exactly.
Like, this is not a becoming of a woman.
Exactly.
It's just not.
Right,
Sarah fighting, Layla fighting.
That was the last fight I ever got in my whole life.
Lord. What? Isambard got something to say. What the hell you gotta say, Isambard?
I would have loved to have seen that fight. I want to see titties plop out.
Oh, that's fucked up.
See, you know
he
what?
He want to see titties pop out.
You're just a perv. I can't.
That's disgusting, Isambard. That's goddamn disgusting. The phone number
I feel like Isambard is like your subconscious,
no,
Teresa.
Yes,
like,
it is.
For real.
Please.
It's like the
don't
real
say
you.
Please.
It's like the real him. You know what I mean?
No, it's
please.
Not.
Like, that's not true.
He's trying to blame it on a damn robot.
Leave
that's
Isambard
you.
Alone. He's expressing himself.
He's
freedom of damn
speech. He's in disguise, bro.
No, he's not. Now, what is in the news? And y'all pay attention, because I be talking and y'all be over here. What is this? What the fuck is this?
I was laughing at a video I seen on Instagram.
What is this? Hold on. I can't. Whose shoes is that?
No. Claudia posted it. I just was laughing.
Now, what's on the news? We got an audience here watching us.
Okay.
What's up, audience?
Oh, hey. Ooh, hey. Hey, girl. Wait, you didn't mention the audience noticed that we're, y'all noticing?
Oh, yeah. We got a new spot. Oh, yeah. They can see us.
Oh,
they're looking at
us.
We got a new facility. We're in a new spot, and it's much bigger.
You can breathe.
It's not as hot as the last one.
The lighting is so good for selfies.
Yeah, the lighting is good.
He
everything is good.
You had me looking at you bad, man. I'm not as ugly as y'all think I am.
No, Layla's pretty. They don't think Layla. Do they say you're ugly?
No. I'm just saying the lighting was bad over there.
No.
But you Tariq, I appreciate this new building.
Yeah, we got a new spot. It's downstairs. It's bigger.
I just need you to have that Medley food tray.
Yeah,
Sarah,
he got no food
Sarah
up in
is
here.
Sarah's about to eat this fucking...
We hungry.
It's always niggas who want to go eat up shit and leave. Just like niggas.
Nuh-uh, you got to offer drinks.
I'll stick around. I won't leave. I want to stick around for a second.
For more food. Man. Hold on. Let me get a call from some of the players. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Prentice from Louisiana.
Hey, Prentice, how are you, sir?
All right, good. Just want to ask a quick question from you guys.
Go ahead.
How's it going, ladies?
Hey. How you doing?
Hi. Well, I've been married for quite a bit of time. I'll say 5 years now. And my wife did not take my last name.
Oh, damn.
Just curious, how do you guys feel about... I feel like it's a new thing with women where, you know, they have either the separate... The dash with the last
name. Hyphenated
name.
Sir? The hyphenated names.
Yeah, hyphenated name. There you go. And just wanted to get you guys' opinion on it.
I feel real funny style about women taking hyphenated names. That's a way on a subconscious level for them not to submit. It's like, I'm going to kind of remain my own individual. I'm not going to fully commit as a unit in this thing. And that's a red flag usually when women take those hyphenated names. The only justifiable way for a woman to take a hyphenated name is if she's in some type of profession where her name is already known. Oh, like she's a doctor or something like that. She might want to keep the doctor name just because of legal reasons, because of the name being on the medical records or whatever, on the medical license, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's Fruquisha who works at Costco, her fucking name shouldn't be hyphenated.
Oh, no.
All right.
It shouldn't be.
All right, well, thank you all for answering my question. Yeah,
it shouldn't be Quashonda Renee Jenkins Jones. No.
Oh, all right. No.
Man. You are so terrible.
Love it.
Yeah, what if his last name is terrible, though?
I'm going to say that. Know, yeah. What if he has a horrible, ugly last name?
What is your last name?
I should have asked him. He's on the phone.
Damn it.
Guggenheimer. I should have asked him.
I'm just saying.
I should have asked him.
I wouldn't want that fucking last name either.
What about Butticus?
No, I went to school with this guy. His last name was Butts. B-U-T-T-S.
Oh, hell, I'm not doing that.
I'm so serious. And I'm like,
I'm not doing that. Would you want to change your last name to Butts?
No, not really. But see? I mean, you married.
My son's doctor's name is Wiener. His last name. She's a girl.
Oh, like the senator of New York.
Her last name is Wiener. Wiener. Yeah, Dr. Wiener.
I remember I went to a business meeting in New York, and the guy's name, his last name was F-U-C-H-S. So I'm like, what's up, Mr. Fox? I'm calling him Fox. He's like, it's Fuchs. Shit, my bad.
Oh!
So I guess this deal ain't going to close, is it? Okay, I'm going to call you Fuck for about 15 minutes.
You're wrong, Tariq.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Y'all, I'm telling you, Tariq,
you should have had something for the new
this
place.
This is not the goddamn Section 8 building,
open
man.
House. I mean, what is it called? Housewarming? Could we have a building warming?
Can y'all feed these fucking...
Can we get a GoFund
women?
Just for food?
I know. These are about the hungriest fucking women.
Listen.
Wait, so is the sound okay? Somebody said the sound is janky. Hold on. Let me double check.
You got a microwave in here and no food.
Oh, right. Yeah, the sound is fine. Let me ask the guys in the chat room.
Somebody said,
I want a hot pocket.
I don't have no hot pocket. Y'all eating little Negro treats.
I don't eat those.
What's up, man? Who's calling?
I do not eat
yes,
that.
Yes, hi. This is Chan. I called before.
What's your name, brother?
The Asian American gentleman. Chan, remember I called before, the Asian American gentleman who was inquiring about...
Oh, he liked black women.
Black women? Oh, you're the Asian guy who liked black women. Mm-hmm. Sarah be remembering.
Yes.
I was just Sarah like, yes, pass that nigga number over here so I get some money.
Yeah. I hope I'm not, disturbing you with another question.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
So I just wonder, Mama, last time you mentioned about the difference between quote unquote, what do you say, the hood chick versus the middle class one?
Yeah.
I just wonder what would be some of the best ways to distinguish the characteristics, because I think I had a trouble approaching the friendly one. That's more likely to be open minded. I just wonder how I'd be able to.
So you had trouble approaching the friendly females?
No, I have trouble trying to distinguish the friendly one versus the hostile one.
Oh, okay, the friendly one versus the hostile one.
Right.
Well, it just depends on your approach, because a lot of sisters it gets hostile if your approach is real janky.
I just want to also mention, especially in light of the recent occurrence, I understand that the tension between Asian community. And
Hell, sisters are hostile towards your ass. Cause so Asian dudes be kind of low key trying to jump on sisters.
How do I come across not as being? I'm not trying. How do I portray myself as being genuine as opposed to, with all these hidden motive and whatnot? Especially like I say in light of all these.
Well, what you need to do, the best way is to let black folks know who the fucked up people are in your community. That's how you'll come across as genuine. You'll say, hey, don't go down there to Hong Ching's beauty supply because he'll whoop your ass. Let us know that. Don't go down there to Ming Lee's Chow Mein because they be shooting brothers over there. So let us know who's fucked up in your community, and that will help us earn your trust. That's the best way. You dig? I always tell people, thank you for the call, brother. I always tell people, man, if you, and I got that from Dr. Welsing. All these other people are like, well, what can I do to help racism, Tariq? Let us know who the fucked up people are in your community, because that's the problem. They hide these people and protect them and don't say nothing. You know, in Chicago, there was this drunk white dude socked this black female security guard.
I saw that. I saw it today.
Yeah. I posted that yesterday. He just socked his sister, just randomly socked her. Straight up broke
her
nose.
Why?
She was actually trying to help him.
Yeah, he was throwing up.
He was throwing up. She got a bucket to clean up his fucking vomit, and then he socked her.
Wow.
Broke her nose.
I'd be like, Is she suing?
I hope she is.
She was at the end talking about, I pray for him.
That's what I thought.
That's what she was doing.
Well, you know what? I get that because I'm
you what?
I'm a follower. I'm a Jesus girl.
Oh Lord, don't be one of them forgiving.
Yeah,
I am.
Don't have somebody whoop your son's ass and then you like
forgive him.
Or forgive him for whooping my son's ass.
Oh no, that's where it's different.
Black folk. That's why I say publicly. I've said this a million times. If anybody harm me or my family, I'm letting y'all know now. I'm not suicidal. I don't have any suicidal tendencies, or I end up floating in a river. I didn't kill myself.
I don't
have no mental illnesses.
Right.
My gout be acting up a little bit, but no mental illness. and I don't forgive shit. Right, right. Avenge my fucking death. Right. Avenge it.
Right, right.
Kill everybody's in that neighborhood who right. killed me. That's what, and I'm going to come back. My spirit will bless you. I told people that.
Monetarily bless you?
Yes. I told people, call on my spirit. I gave y'all a code. Kundalini 723. Just pray that number and I'll come through my spirit. No. When you play in the lottery, I'm going to help you get that lottery number. No. You're going to be at the lottery place. 528. I'm going to be like, no, nigga. No, no. Play 783, nigga. I'm going to hook you up. When y'all niggas about to smash some ratchet with gonorrhea at the club, I'm going to come in the room like Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
Oh,
like, no, nigga. No, no, no. Get up and go home, nigga. Go home.
I can't believe you just
don't do it. I'm going to be your guardian angel if you avenge my death. But I'm tired of all these forgiving. I'm tired of these forgiving niggas out here, man.
Yeah, she was like, at least I get to go home to my grandchildren. I may need surgery, but he
need to pay for that damn surgery at least.
She had the worst fucking lace front on ever.
Yeah, she did. Man, she was old.
But no, she's not really old.
She was a grandma.
But that's what that woman looked like. She's in her 30s and talking about she a damn grandma.
No, but I mean, there's 30-year-old grandmas right now.
That woman ain't that old.
She looked in her mid-40s.
No, I don't think she's that old.
I just saw the video.
The lace front could be making her look older. A bad lace front will make you look like a grandma.
You got to understand, you got 30-something-year-old grandmas out here. These are fucking ratchets out here.
She didn't look that damn young. Not to me. But
She looked like she's about another. Too young to be a damn grandmother.
Right.
You know, you a grandmother at the club with a damn lace front. Shit.
Y'all so stupid. I was asking Tariq. Tariq acting like he don't know where to get the lace fronts in.
I know. Layla's texting me like, where can I get a lace front? I'll tell you where I get mine. I don't know where to get no damn lace fronts.
He didn't even respond to my text either.
Yeah, I got it late last night.
He responded all late today.
Yeah, I waited till today because I saw it last night, but I didn't want to text so you didn't get no, you know, ideas that I'm trying to get a booty.
About some damn lace fronts?
At 2 in the morning. I saw the text at 2 in the morning, and I'm not about to text at 2 in the morning.
Right, because I sent it earlier.
Because, hell, it might be a nigga in her house, you know?
Right.
Hold on. Who the hell is this?
No, that was appropriate.
That was appropriate.
Weed. That's a code word for dick. Oh, hell fucking no.
You wouldn't think that because I would be texting for weave at 2 a.m.
No, but that was appropriate. Like, I would never text
him. Yeah, because I text him at 8 o'clock.
She texted me early, but I was just
doing because sometimes I'll be like, want to ask you something. I'm like, oh shit, it's 10 o'clock. I'm not going to text you. It's too late.
Inappropriate.
Some stuff is just inappropriate.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't.
What's in the news?
What's in the news?
Let me tell you what's in the news. Let me tell you what is inappropriate. No, you know what? I actually like her, but she's just getting a little crazy right now. Talking about Monique.
Monique? And I like Monique.
I do like her.
I love Monique.
And I'm tired of this coming up, the fact that she's been blackballed. And the reason why I guess it's back in the news is because she did a stand-up. You know, she just run here doing stand-up tour.
Yeah.
And basically, she was joking, but not. And she was basically saying how Lee Daniels, Oprah Winfrey, and Tyler Perry, they all had something to do with her getting blackballed. She said that Oprah, Tyler Perry all participated in the campaign to say that she's difficult to work with.
Wow.
And it really, like, you haven't seen her anything.
Nope.
Like, right, nobody right. legit. Yeah. I mean, Oprah, Tyler
and
Perry.
She's an Oscar and Lee Award
Oscar winner.
Which means her pay grade automatically goes up.
Yep.
Like, what, $1.3 million?
Right.
That's what they say, $1.3 million at least.
Crazy.
And she said that she was only getting offers for like $50,000. She's like, I just won an Oscar.
But guess what? Giving her BET movie money.
She's making it worse though, because this quote is kind of like yikes. And it says she told the Apollo Theater that the Black Hollywood power trio can suck her dick if she had one.
I saw that.
Yeah. Boom, girl, you trying to kill your career for real, Oprah? Lee Daniels.
But wait. I mean, kill her career. Isn't it's already, it already dead?
Well, yeah, I mean, she can't. Oprah, I just don't want to no beef with Oprah. But like, I just wouldn't. I guess.
But those people aren't as. They still are not as powerful as we think they are because they still got to answer to the white execs.
Just like Tyler Perry.
He was getting
his studios burned down many a time by white supermacists.
They still got to answer to them.
And then she did a video with her husband. They did a video.
What were they talking about?
And she didn't have no. I mean, she looked like she looked good. Like she lost a lot of weight, but yeah. She just was like, looked like they were at home and they were just kind of addressing everything. He was like, yeah, you know, my wife, you know, they were just taking up for her and, you know, just talking about it. And just, they're tired of it. They're tired of people down talking to her and they're tired of people bullying her when she was on the set of Precious. Oh, this is what her husband said. If Lee Daniels has such a big problem with my wife, why on the set of Precious, every time they had lunch, there was Kiki and having lunch together, just those two. This doesn't sound like somebody that you don't like and is difficult to work with.
Yeah.
That's the point he made in the video.
Yeah, I don't, that whole she's difficult to work with. I worked with Monique on VH1 on Charm School back in the day.
They had remember
Monique.
That.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what, Tariq? I didn't know that until my brother
told
me.
Wait, what did you do? What did you do on there?
Yeah, they had me on there. I was like an expert just giving them advice on there.
Yeah. I heard that you felt like somebody stole your idea. That's what my brother said.
Oh, man.
VH1, I didn't know that. Dude.
Yeah.
I heard that Charm School was like your idea.
Monique stole it.
It was some other shit. It was some other shit.
Oh, no. Okay. My brother's like, yeah, Tariq, that's his show. I'm like, is it? I didn't know.
But I was on there with Monique, and we worked for a couple of days. Cool as hell, man. Never had a problem. Monique was so cool. She was cool with everybody. Monique was the epitome of class.
I know somebody that worked for Tyler Perry and worked with Monique as well on her show when she had it.
And what did they say?
She said Monique is the coolest person.
Monique
she's
is
like
hella
auntie.
Cool, man.
She's like auntie. She cool. Like, she keeps
Monique
it real.
Monique is hella
like,
fucking cool, man.
Right.
She's not no kiss ass. No. That's the problem.
Boom.
That's
there
the problem.
But that's what you gotta be.
Let me tell you, because on Charm School, when they were, because understand, Charm School and all that, that's the first time we saw all this ratchet bullshit that we're seeing with Love and Hip Hop and all that.
That's
all
where
that came out of Flavor Flav and Charm School. Yeah.
So
they were on there fighting and acting ratchet, and the producers were laughing and giggling about it.
Yeah.
And me, Monique, we all went backstage, and she kind of checked them on that shit. She's like, I don't like this portrayal of sisters. We don't.
Right.
I don't like that. So you know how they put extras on it? Oh, you know she's being difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, she's being difficult. That's how they be when you check them on their bullshit.
Victim mode.
When they got us looking like coons and
exactly.
ratchet.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Monique wasn't with the fucking coonery like that.
Right.
See, that's what I'd be telling people. You know, everyone begs to be in Hollywood. They really want to be as a black person. And I'm like, fuck that, because I'm going to call out bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you to do that.
Now you have to sell your soul to get to a certain point. I'm telling you.
They label you as they do label you as difficult to work with, because if you're a person that's going to call somebody out on their bullshit, then you are difficult to work with. You are, because you're not letting them slide.
Just like with our brother Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
With Kaepernick.
And it's so sad they're leaving him out to hang.
Yeah, they hanging our brother like that, man. You know, and not a good deal. Because they will let athletes get on TV all day to talk about black on black crime. Ray Lewis, oh, y'all black folks is wrong. Oh, y'all, they'll let niggas buck their eyes and talk shit about black society all day. But the minute one athlete says, hey, man, we got a racial injustice system going on here and I'm not cool with it, all of a sudden he's difficult. All of a sudden, you know, bullshit, man.
Talking positive about black people, all of a sudden you're difficult.
Exactly.
But, you know, I find that a lot of celebrities feel like talking about black people is a difficult thing. Like, you're supposed to kind of, like, shimmy around it, kind of like what Chili did.
Right. You talk about black folks if you reprimand us.
Yeah.
If you're reprimanding black society, that's fine.
Yep, yep, yep.
But if you take up for black society, all of a sudden you're a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
you did?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the game is funny style. What else is in the news, Miss Layla?
Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? This is a little crazy, kind of disturbing, but actually, because I like L.A. Reid.
What happened?
Okay, so first of all, he stepped down from Epic. I won't say he got fired. He stepped down, and everybody's like, what happened with that? Well, there is a victim saying, you know, she was his assistant, and she said that he, like, was doing inappropriate things. It was a female assistant, and, you know, they would go on trips, and he'd be like, ooh, you look pretty. Lay down right here. Like, he used to do a lot of inappropriate things. So she's like trying to put together this lawsuit against L.A. Reid. And I think that may be a reason why he stepped down from Epic. But that is just a hot mess.
I wonder if
she's
white.
That's a very.
Yeah.
Does anybody know? I don't know. Now that I don't know if she's white. I need to find that.
That would be interesting.
And I just found another one. It said L.A. Reid allegedly hired an escort for his employee once.
No, I kind of.
They all do that.
They some freaks. I mean, they all do that. But this is what I think.
That's
though.
How they close record deals. They get like some dusty nigga who ain't never had none. Have some females trick with him, and then he'll sign that damn contract and sign his publishing over. So, yeah, they do that all the time.
Right. I heard that, and I heard a couple stories about how, like you said, they would have a girl, and like my friend told me they would have this one girl, and she would, like, go sleep with the dudes to get, like, free tracks and
what?
Free, yeah. I've heard
tracks
that.
Like weed?
No, like tracks like music tracks.
I'm sorry. I'm like what?
No, like it'd be like a big producer that, you know, selling this expensive track, and then he would stick the girl in him and she would sleep with him and be like, you know, and then
I
she
didn't
get the free
know
track.
That.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I think it was Dallas Austin, one of them dudes was saying that Christina Aguilera was fucking for tracks.
What?
Yeah.
Tracks?
Yeah. Movie. I mean, music tracks.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep thinking tracks.
God, Lord,
you
this
weave.
Woman.
She fucking a hair weave track.
We've already explained it. This nigga got confused again. How you gonna get confused
sorry.
Twice?
Give her some damn food.
I need vittles.
Can somebody Postmate a sandwich up to this girl so she can think?
Yo ass. You got the Postmates.
Sarah, tell
plug.
Us what's in the damn news. Sarah, you help us out here. Get your mind off eating.
I'm hungry. Okay, so I want to talk about this Bow Wow challenge with Timothy Sykes and Steve Harvey going in extra on Bow Wow. So Timothy Sykes, a lot of people don't know who he is. He is a penny stock trader, and he has been beefing with Bow Wow before in the past about stealing photos and stuff like that. He accused Bow Wow of stealing like a photo of his of when he had like a large lump sum of money.
Okay.
So
money photos?
Yeah, yeah, like, you know.
How embarrassing.
I got the keys, you know, that. So he went on Instagram and completely like blasted Bow Wow and was like, unlike you, this is actually my money and my picture. You see this? This is mine. And you know what? If you really bought that life, if you really got money with your broke ass, you will match me with $200 million for this charity of your choice. You will match me.
How much what?
Like
$200
million.
Oh, I ain't giving $200 million.
I'm damn well.
I'm sorry, $200,000.
I'm about to say $200 million.
Like,
shit.
$200,000. I'm so sorry.
$200,000. There you go.
So he was saying, you know, you will match me, you know, and if you really have some money because you broke and you hang out with broke people. So then it came out that Timothy Sykes also steals photos as well.
Oh,
damn.
Over here going in on Bow Wow. So, you know, I tweeted out earlier, like, you don't get to talk about our retarded ass black people. That's for us.
Well,
to
Bow
talk
Wow's
about.
Technically not black.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I totally
he's
forgot
mixed.
That he said he wasn't black.
He's
so
mixed.
I wouldn't even take up for his ass.
That's so true. I totally forgot about that.
Bow Wow's mixed. We gotta let Bow Wow hang. Yeah. Let them nuts hang.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
mixed.
Sorry now, because I'm about to take up for him. Like, you don't talk about our black people.
No.
We talk about
he ain't even claiming you, Sarah. He ain't even claiming you,
that's the Native Americans' problem. He's a Native American.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He's mixed with Native Americans, so the Cherokees are gonna have to speak up for that nigga.
I totally forgot about that, y'all.
Now, what's up with Steve Harvey? You said something about Steve Harvey.
Oh, so, my God. No, go ahead. Because I'm going to go to the...
No, go ahead.
No, I'm going to go to the other part.
One of y'all niggas
go
on.
No. You got another part. Go
well,
in.
Let me tell you, people, they're actually launched a petition to boycott Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
You know he has a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot. You know he got TV shows. Well, now they're talking about it's a boycott for his radio show.
Mm. Really? Why?
They said that, okay, this is the thing. It says TV host Steve Harvey, the latest victim of Trump Tower meeting and most recent African-American celebrity to sell his soul to current president-elect Donald Trump. Harvey claims that President Obama urged the meeting with Trump and hasn't confirmed by the White House. And comedian D.L. Hughley, this is... Okay, hold on, guys. Steve Harvey. I'm sorry, I'm hungry. Okay, Steve Harvey, who's known for crowning the winner racist jokes aimed at Asian men and coonish comedy on his morning show, turned his back on millions of loyal listeners and went from dismissing the racist, sexist Donald Trump to full praise mode. Like, they basically was praising Donald Trump. They don't like what he's doing. So.
Layla reads like a runaway slave.
Isn't my leave Layla alone?
You are terrible.
She does not really like a runaway slave.
I was telling Sarah, like, I can't even believe I'm here right now. Like, I'm running off of 3 hours of sleep and no food.
But I don't think people should boycott Steve Harvey. There's so many other people that we need to be boycotting if we're going to use the whole Trump thing.
The emails, though.
Okay.
His email.
Yeah, now I checked that email out. It was rude, but I get it.
I get it, too.
Because, you know, what they try to do with Steve, you know, they try to do these ambush things where they surprise him because they know Steve will get on TV and give a good cry. You know, all that crying. That nigga crying. And just, so they keep trying to do that. And it gets annoying. And plus, Steve does a lot of shit. And look, Steve has done a lot of coony shit that I've checked before.
Right.
But I will give him credit. And I understand. Steve works his ass off. So you don't want people just all in your damn face at the job 24 hours. Yeah. I get it.
But guess what, Tariq? But guess what?
What?
Wow.
It comes with.
Oh.
No,
the sleep come with the territory too. I need some sleep and rest.
I can't stand these people. I disagree with you on that.
Okay.
Because I hate when people be like Kim Kardashian. Oh my God, paparazzi. Like, really? This is your life. Like,
no, but Layla, if
that was the case, everybody would want to be famous.
But Layla, if you're running multiple businesses and you are a big person like Steve Harvey, you cannot have 50 million people lined up at your door. Hey, I need to talk to you. You can't because your time is limited.
Right. When I do lectures, I don't let people in my dressing room. I got a rule. I don't let people in my dressing room. Because you can't think. You can't think of your craft. You can't be creative. And everybody in your face, hey, man, I got a business deal. I got a food truck that I want you to invest in.
Yeah.
The people, when you're in the public eye, people come to you with their ideas all the fucking time.
All the time.
It can be overwhelming, I guess.
Yeah. No, but I understand both of you guys. I understand that point. You know, it's very hard to have somebody like all the time in your face. But then again, it's like these people have been working with you for years. You know their families.
Right.
You've seen their children grow up.
It's not
really? You could have been like, certain people can have talks with me. Or I could have took y'all out to dinner or something.
Sometimes you can tell people they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you can say, hey, man, I just kind of need some privacy. But one thing, I got this book that I'm writing about my life. I used to be a drug dealer. Now I do car sales. So it's going to be from trapping to driving. And I need you to invest in this book. And I want Terrence Howard to play me. I'm like, oh, brother. Shit.
Yeah, I agree.
And you can have Sarah and Layla in the movie too. And Sarah can play my grandma, and Layla can play my hoe.
Oh, why I gotta be the hoe?
What is wrong with you?
Why I gotta be?
Either or.
At least you're the grandma girl.
But you know, that's how stupid these motherfuckers be sounding sometimes.
Damn,
I know.
So you kind of get it then? Cause
I get it.
People be coming up to you asking you crazy stuff.
I get it. I get it.
Invest in my book.
Can
you believe?
And
you're
in the public eye. Look, when we start traveling and going around, some of these niggas gonna be hawking you guys. They're gonna be hawking. They're gonna be trying to campaign, and y'all gonna want some privacy. Y'all ain't gonna want niggas all up on you like that all the time.
I don't know. I'm like, what?
Niggas in the room thirsting over Layla now. Like, Layla, hold it. Layla got a fatty. Like,
I'm not even standing up.
I know. You ain't standing up, niggas, how much you got a damn fatty. I'm like, damn.
Y'all just make it up shit?
No, niggas using their imagination and shit. You know, they're using their memory.
That's hilarious.
All right, let's see who we got. A lot of folks calling. Dog. Let's see who we got. A lot of they just hung up. Hey, what I'm about to answer the phone and these niggas hang up on their damn.
Hopefully they
flip
call
phone.
With you know the right show with the right question.
I know. Niggas
that's
just,
always happening.
Niggas always being contrary just to be contrary.
That's
let's see
funny.
Who we got here. What's up? Who's
that's
calling?
So
hey, this is Diallo from Baltimore.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Hey man, how you doing, man? How y'all doing, lady?
Hi.
Hey.
What his name?
Yeah, I just got a question. I just got a quick question, man. I got some problems with my marriage and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically, my wife, she's been trying to bitch me a whole lot lately. So I've been trying to check her for real, and shit ain't working for real. So I just need to be like, what's the next step from this?
So you got a problem with your lady, with the marriage?
Yeah. Basically, you know, I had a little sip in my blood. Growing up for real, and you know, me and my wife got married at a young age and shit. And now it's like, I'm listening to your show and shit. you know, I'm growing, trying to grow, trying to become a man and shit.
Brother, you say you got problems with your marriage. Hold on.
You also have a problem with your broke ass phone.
Brother, that Isambard is right. You got a problem with that phone, brother. I gotta have you call back. I can't deal with that.
You're so bougie, Jeffrey.
Oh my god, you hung up on him.
I had to hang up. I don't feel like this brother's so phone is clicking and raggedy.
I couldn't.
So bougie, not today. We gotta be smooth.
Tariq,
today.
You hung up on him.
I had to, sweetie. I had to.
You
the phone.
Did not.
The phone is raggedy.
You are so terrible. You really are.
You ain't nothing.
The
boy.
Phone is raggedy. Great the brother. Shit. No. Lord.
Maybe he got Sprint.
Somebody says sound like she was in the background. His wife. Let's see who this is. God damn. What's up? Who's calling?
Help.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, young lady. Who is this?
Oh, my God. Is this Tariq?
This
oh, my
is Tariq. God. Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. This is Shayla. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got a...
Hey, Shayla.
This
how
is
are
Shayla.
You? How are you, dear?
I'm fine. Hey, ladies. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I just called if I have a question.
All right. Where are you calling from, by the way, Shayla?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, but I'm from Miami.
Oh, cool. So what's on your mind, Shayla?
Yeah. Okay, so my husband, right, we moved to Pottstown, Pennsylvania from Miami.
Okay.
And it was my husband's idea. He was born and raised in Miami. He wanted to move, and I really wasn't fond of the idea, but I went along with it anyway. So now we're here in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and it's very white out here and country, and I see a lot of, like, rebel signs and everything and just racism stuff going on, and I want to move back to Miami, but my husband is giving me a hard time about it. I don't know, what do you think I should do? Like, should I? He likes the slowness up here, and I don't like it at all. Like, I miss Miami, but like, we've been having arguments and everything about just moving back.
Wow,
what do you think I should do?
So, he prefers that over Miami,
right?
Well, he was born in Miami, so he's like, I guess he's like over the whole like Miami scene, and he wanted something slow.
Okay, let me ask Isambard. Hold on.
Your husband tricked off all your money at strip clubs in Miami.
Okay, I don't believe that.
Stop. I mean,
Isambard said your husband tricked off all the money. No, I don't believe that. You know what? How old is your husband? Is he like, what, 30-ish, 40-ish? How old is your husband?
He's 30.
Okay, wow. This nigga must owe some drug dealer some money down there. Something.
Wait, who just moved to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, something ain't adding up, man. Your dude was trapping.
He's just very boring. He's just boring. He's very boring.
It sounds like you're over it.
But wait, why Pennsylvania? Like, what's it? Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now, how old are you? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 29.
Okay.
You're young still.
Well, you know, y'all very young, and I guess your dude is like, okay, let me just live low-key. I don't know why Pennsylvania. That's a hard one. Pennsylvania from Miami. Y'all were in
y'all
the spot.
Stayed, y'all could have stayed in Florida.
Talk to him and have him go back down to Miami, man. I can't co-sign that. Get the fuck out of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania ain't nothing.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, good.
And I like threatened to leave, and I was threatened to leave him because I'm like, I can't deal with all these white folks here. Like, I'm gonna leave, and like, he's like, we'll go.
Ooh. Oh,
nigga, girl, you better go then.
Hey. You might have to. Y'all don't have no kids, do you?
Yeah, we have my son, and we have a daughter together.
Okay, so you got a son. How old is your son, by the way?
He'll be 8 this weekend.
Okay, and how old is y'all daughter together?
She's 2.
Okay, damn. Okay, so I can't say bounce. You can't bounce with the babies.
But why is it up to him, Tariq? Why she gotta follow him?
That's what I want to see what's going on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, you holding out some details.
Yeah, I want to know why this nigga moved from Miami to damn Pennsylvania.
No,
that nigga snitched on somebody. That nigga done snitched on somebody. So they got him in witness protection out there in damn Pennsylvania.
Wait, so what did he do? Look at a map and just say, any, mini, my, mo, Pennsylvania. Like,
that nigga done told on some Colombians. And they hide this nigga.
You said he told on some Colombians.
There's something going on with that stuff. There's no reason for a nigga to move all the way to Pennsylvania from Miami. People move from Pennsylvania to Miami.
Well, I think he hated his job. He hated his job, where he was at. And he kind of just wanted to get away from that. But I was like, damn, like Pennsylvania? Like, I barely see any black folks here. Like, it's a mess. So, I
don't know. Just talk with the guys and you know, see if you can work it out there. I mean, damn, what part of Pennsylvania is it again?
It's Pottstown.
Where the hell is that? That sound like some redneck ass bullshit.
It's like,
man.
It is. It's like 45 minutes away from, you know, downtown Philly.
Okay.
And all I see is like redneck, yeah, and like, ooh,
that's all
rebel
that's out
signs.
There. Poor girl.
Damn,
yep,
man.
That's all,
yeah,
that's out there.
Yeah.
You're too young for
Pennsylvania,
that.
There's, yeah, a lot of white supremacists, yeah, in Pennsylvania, man. That's, yeah,
I know.
I feel like
we,
it's a lot of Mary with.
Yeah, it is. It is. People sleep on Pennsylvania. Yes. They think it's in the South.
No.
It's way worse in Pennsylvania, Illinois, Michigan.
Wrong.
I mean, some of the first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the first.
Yeah,
because
I'm from Alabama, and it's like worse.
Right.
It's worse.
Yeah. But yeah, talk with your dude and see what y'all can work out. I hope y'all go back down to Miami.
Girl,
see if y'all
go.
Can get that job transferred or something, because I want to get y'all up out of there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Me too.
And make sure your dude ain't snitching on folks, you know, because he might be in there trying to hide. You dig?
All
right, but thanks for the call, dear. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes,
bye.
So y'all, now, Layla Sarah. Y'all wouldn't move to a shitty city for a dude that you were married to or engaged to.
No, not if I didn't agree.
Really?
No.
I mean, we'll have to discuss it and talk
about
it.
Let's say, Sarah, you fucking Morris Chestnut. And Morris Chestnut say, hey, babe, we need to move to Alaska to kick it for a couple of years. You wouldn't move.
What the hell does him being Morris Chestnut got to do with it?
Whoever, whatever nigga you like. What nigga do you like?
I don't want to be in Alaska.
Todd Bridges, whatever nigga you like.
What the fuck is that?
Who do you like? Who do you think is sexual?
You said Todd Bridges.
Who do you like? What nigga do you like?
Who the hell is Todd Bridges?
Whoever.
Listen, it doesn't matter. But look, if my husband asked me to move somewhere that I didn't want to move, we will have to do some serious negotiating and serious talking.
If the dude is fly enough, your ass will be in Alaska with some damn Ugg boots.
No.
You'll be out there.
Being fly has nothing to fucking do.
Or thorough. Fly thorough.
No. It don't, if I don't want to be somewhere, I'm not going.
You're full of shit.
It depends
on
much. Okay,
you
see,
ask me, and I'm telling you.
I'm telling
and then
you
tell me my opinion is wrong.
Because you're like, if I ain't gonna move somewhere with somebody, is
I'm not. But she has children involved, so that's a different thing.
Right.
If I don't have children involved, then I'm not doing something I don't want to fucking do, and I don't give a damn what you say or anyone else.
Y'all say that. Women be saying
that I don't
shit.
Want to do.
They be saying that shit. I ain't gonna do shit, and a nigga dick you down real good, and you be on damn Spirit Airlines. With a passport.
Child, the only thing is, I don't get dickmatized. Dick is dick, so I don't get dickmatized like that. So I don't do shit I don't want to do, period, point blank, end of story.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that too, but it depends. Like, if he's moving and he's like, oh, let's move to Pennsylvania and I'm about to make $1 million on this job, I'm ready to go.
That's
what I'm saying.
If he got money, you can fly wherever. You can leave every weekend.
But this fool ain't, she ain't say he was making $1 million. She bored as fuck living with white supremacists.
Yeah, exactly.
And hick, and where she living
it's
at
dangerous.
Is hick.
It's dangerous.
It's very hick.
It might be dangerous for her kids. It's about that Sierra Tariq type of fast
food. Lord. Lord.
You see?
And you would leave too if the dude was flying up, Layla.
That shit does not matter.
No,
that's some surface level thinking.
Honestly, no, it would have to be money involved.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
it would have to be a serious reason.
It would
reason.
Have to be like, I'm about to make $1 million. Other than that,
it's
no,
about,
I'm not leaving LA. I'm
our marriage
leaving.
Would have to be upgraded. Like, we about to upgrade on some business type shit. Like, no.
Man.
Being dick down.
I'm not a gold digger,
anything.
But I'm just saying it has to be worth it. Like, if I'm going to be living around Hicks with my children.
But it's not a gold digger if you're your husband.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Sarah, if a nigga fuck you good enough, you will move to Iraq.
If a nigga fuck her good enough, she moved to Iraq. Isn't bad as crazy.
That is
she wouldn't move to Iraq.
Thing.
She would not move to Iraq if a nigga fucked her. Isn't bad.
Oh,
that is
my.
Not. Sarah, what's in the news, sweetie?
Y'all so terrible.
You and your fuchsia colored iPad, whatever that is. That's
it's
cute.
An iPad.
That's
that
girly
cute.
As hell.
Because it's my favorite color.
Yes, oh, indeed.
You're such a girl.
So we got Bill Cosby.
Yeah, trial
coming on. So you heard his granddaughter. Was it his granddaughter or his daughter?
His daughter.
Which one?
It
her name
daughter.
Is Ines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she spoke out and she let the world have it,
I'm
honey.
I'm so glad you brought this
she
up.
She was like, basically, y'all just trying to publicly accuse my father of wrongdoing. You know, we have a history in this country of white women blaming black men for rape and ain't do a damn thing, and that's what y'all doing.
Yeah.
And she called him out for it, which I'm happy she did.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it's come
out. Wait, did you tell him the part about how when she said when white men rape?
When white men when white men rape, nothing happens.
Nothing. Yeah, whatever.
You know, and honestly, that's the truth because, you know, if you really think about, like, just the movie, what was that, 12 Years a Slave or whatever, when he was raping Lupita ass, whichever movie Lupita ass, it was normal. It was okay, he raping her. But if it was a black man doing that.
Even more modern time is normal.
Yeah. If it's a black man having a rape, it's more white men that have rape scenes in these movies than black men, okay?
Yeah.
And so now it's come out Bill Cosby will not be testifying in his assault trial. And
he shouldn't testify.
No, he shouldn't say nothing.
That's a bad idea.
But yeah, him and his daughters are saying that it is a racist plot.
Yeah,
and I know some people were talking shit on Twitter. And I say it's 100% about race.
Hell yeah.
The problem with Bill thought he was an honorary white supremacist for a long time. His problem.
He thought
I don't know, Tariq.
He was on them. Y'all black people.
Yeah, he was doing
you
that.
You black people need to pull your pants up. He was on that for a long time.
You sound like the damn Jell-O commercial. The Jell-O.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, you didn't know that he was on that. Black folks need to pull your pants up. He was doing that for a long
time.
That's what you get.
That game. I don't know, Tariq. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling indifferent about it.
Why?
You know, I don't. Okay, was he talking about black people to white people, or was he talking to black people to black people?
It was really in front of white people.
In front.
Yeah, he did
exactly.
It was really showing out. He was showing out.
I was a kid when he was doing all that stuff. So
yeah, he was showing out.
But okay,
I hate when black.
Yeah,
people,
black
I hate
folks,
when
that. A lot of older black people do that. A lot of sometimes they get around
when
white people
it,
and start
show
showing
out
and start talking about what about black people, black pride and all that.
But we, you know, it's kind of like what you were telling me. I can never remember these damn people's names, but the ex-NFL football player, he's older now. He's like 70 years old. He's done a lot for black people.
Jim Brown. I can never remember
anyone's name. You know that.
Yeah.
But Jim Brown.
It's the weed, sweetie. Stop smoking all that fucking weed.
No, it ain't the weed,
honey. Stop smoking the weed.
That's why you be seeming kind of like, hey, girl.
I know.
I never do the show high. I don't know how many times I must tell you.
Yes,
she
does. But go ahead, sweetie.
I wish you
did
stopped
you get high
fucking
before we went hiking?
Sarah be high. Sarah done came up in here high than a motherfucker.
You are such a liar.
I'm not high. Who?
If I was
I'm legally, I would tell you. I'm legally blind.
If I was high, I would fucking tell you. And
most
I don't
high
shame.
People don't tell you they high.
I'll be like, nigga, I'm high. Don't fuck with me.
High people don't tell you they high.
Shit, I'll tell you when I'm high.
Have I seen you?
Anyway, listen, what I'm saying is, it's kind of like what you were telling me about Jim Brown when Jim Brown was all on the Trump campaign and really campaigning for him. And I was telling you, I'm side-eyeing. Yeah. And you were like, well, don't, not really because of all what he's done for black people.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby has done things for black people. Yes, and they're targeting him because he was going to do more for black people. He was going to start his own black-owned network that featured black shows and black actors. And when he was going to make that move, they said, oh, no, we gotta stop you from doing that, basically. So, I don't not feel indifferent. Just, I know what he was doing, but was his heart in the place of let me shame black people in front of white people?
He kind
of
went overboard. He just kept doing it over and over because they kept giving him a spotlight.
Are you calling
him
a coon, Tariq?
Is he a coon?
He was getting on, he was touching the coon train a little bit.
He had a boarding pass. Look, he had a boarding pass.
The train was, he was waiting on the train to come. The boarding pass was in hand. He wasn't on it quite yet,
but he had a
first class ticket that he didn't cash in yet.
But see, that's what I'm saying. He's done a lot for black people, and so I can't necessarily throw all that away and be like, oh.
What's up? Who's calling?
You know?
Hey, Tariq. Hey, lady.
Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
My name is Sabre from Maryland, the DMV area.
Your name is Sabre?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're from DMV. That's where Sarah's from.
Hey, shout out to the DMV.
So shout out PG County.
Yes, hey, right?
Yes, indeed. So, Bray, what's on your mind?
Okay. So, I had a question, Tariq. I always wanted to ask you. So, in the DMV, it's kind of hard to really, like, get your name out there as far as getting, like, what you're doing popping. So, I have my little thing going on. How can you, like, really make yourself unique in your city to, like, get your, you know, your stuff popping off?
Now, what are you trying to get popping? Yeah. I mean, that's very vague.
Well, I know, but, okay, so I didn't want to try to, like, plug myself in. I just, you know, but I do have a talk show on YouTube, a socially conscious talk show on YouTube.
Okay.
With, that's geared towards, like, millennials and stuff.
Okay. Well, you gotta just be you build your rep up by being original. You gotta be original. You gotta have a voice. What is Layla? Hold on, let me put the camera away. What is Layla doing?
She's Layla's over here.
Layla over here stripping.
Yo, she getting the strip down for me,
to do
honey.
This because I had my headphones are on.
Wait, there is that go. A pullover?
Yeah, it's a pullover.
Okay.
You don't want the pullover?
There you go. All right, so, I'm talking to this. Over. Hold on. Let me keep the camera on them. We got all types of activity going over here.
Lord. Sorry, girl. Oh, it's freezing. Look at her. She got chill bumps. I was trying to help her.
Oh, damn. You that cold?
Yeah. And I'm hot.
Oh, Lord.
I'm cold. I'm hot.
So, Sabre, you do a YouTube channel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how long you been doing it?
So, I've been doing it since November of last year.
Okay.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. Well, what you do, you basically, you know, you got to get your weight up by just being original, being unique, and being consistent. And giving content that other people are not doing. Because a lot of times on YouTube, people just kind of regurgitate each other's shit.
Yeah.
You dig? So right. You got to be somewhat original. Like when I started doing Mac lessons, nobody was doing anything like that. And then I started doing Greek radio, nobody was doing stuff like that. So you got to be a forerunner and get in your own lane and get your own niche.
And one of the niches that I'm really in and trying to, you know, get through is kind of like getting the millennials into, like, the consciousness. Like, basically, there's not too many people trying to get the Love & Hip Hop fans to understand and be aware of what's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of make it relatable for them. People that listen to you, I feel like, are already kind of, for the most part, there.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I got to take a look at your content and see what it's about and just see how thorough it is. But but again, I would say just kind of be as unique as possible with what you're doing. But thank you for the call, Sabre. Thank you so much. All right. Y'all straight over there, y'all?
That's kind of a cool. So basically, you know, I was thinking about her YouTube thing. So she would be like a Love & Hip Hop translator. Is that what this is?
I'm not sure. I think she was like, she said she has more of a conscious thing going on.
Okay, okay. Oh, like talking about
Black conscious.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay,
yeah, but there's a lot of people doing that. But
right.
It just has to be unique. It has to be a unique spin on what you're trying to do to get your stuff to stand out. There has to be a hook.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? There has to be a hook that's unique for you.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nothing new under the sun, but just the way you package it.
Yep, that's true.
You know, you got to know how to market your stuff. Mm-hmm. So what else is going on in the news?
Y'all want to update? Y'all want to update on T.I. and Tiny?
What's going on?
They've been kind of falling on. You know what? I like T.I., but he's kind of like, I don't know. Okay, so he's pissed, and she is too. Okay, so basically, T.I. Went ahead and said he went on his show and he told her, he said, "This marriage is distracting me from greatness. I tried being a husband, and I obviously wasn't good at that."
Oh, yeah.
And then Tiny's reaction to that was, "You have to respect your woman.
Right.
You signed up to be a husband." Basically, he was saying being with her was distracting his career and his greatness.
That's
I remember
that.
Him saying
yikes,
that.
T.I.
Now, I heard that they were trying to serve him the divorce papers, and he like, he was running from it. I'm like,
right,
what kind of
though?
Shit is that? Yeah.
If she distracting you from greatness, bro, get the divorce and move on. See, that's dudes get on my nerves. It's like they don't want you, but they don't want nobody else to have you.
Yeah,
like, don't you agree, Tariq?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been like that, like in an old relationship? Has that ever happened to you?
No, I'm like, you can have her ass.
Lying. Tariq, that's never happened to where you had a girl and you like, I don't want her. But I like if she told you, hey, I got a new boyfriend or y'all was just friends or whatever. And she came to you like, hey, I got a new boyfriend. Would you be in your feelings?
No. Because I'm not going to be harping on something that ain't mine no more.
So you've never felt that. Deep down.
You know, deep down, no dude, you know, you think all the women you dated are still yours. That's the man's mentality.
Think?
You think you still can get access to them.
Y'all think that?
Oh, yeah. Mm. All men think that. Men don't really break up with you.
Really?
We don't really break up.
Are
we
you
always
for real?
Men always think that there's some access there. You still our property no matter what.
So what? Y'all
even
really
after
think that?
Like 20 years later?
Oh, yeah. A nigga be 70 years old trying to campaign. if he sees you
from
again.
From like 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And you got, you
we never break
on?
Up. We never break up. We just kind of part ways for a minute until I get back. That's how dudes think.
Oh. Wow, that's interesting.
Damn.
If you fly, because I've seen some motherfuckers I dated back in the day and they didn't hit the wall. So I'm like, no, no, you got that next nigga. You
have
got
you
that.
Ever seen somebody you dated and they just look so horrible, like missing teeth? And you
like, oh, not like that.
I'm glad
no,
I don't
no.
know.
Like no, like, yeah, I didn't see
missing teeth.
Somebody that turned to drugs.
Turn to drugs, missing teeth. You're like, damn, I dodged that bullet.
Oh, my
you,
God. You're terrible.
Man.
I haven't seen that.
Man.
I have. Missing teeth, though.
Sarah, what do you have in the news? You got some over there, dear.
Oh, God. Okay, so we got RG3. And him proposing to another white hoe.
I
ain't
seen that. She ain't even cute.
She pregnant.
Explain who RG3 is.
She ain't cute.
Who does he play for? Who does
he used to play for the Redskins. Wasn't he a Redskins quarterback?
Was he? Because I don't be following. And I got a lot of friends in the NFL. I don't
follow. RG3, Robert Griffin III, he was supposed to be like the savior for DC.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's my editor. It's my editor problem.
You know, okay. Now, what's going on with him? Wasn't his ex... Okay, so... He has another ex-wife. He has an ex-wife. She's white, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, I thought the story was they got a divorce because he found out, like, the kid that they had wasn't his.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh.
I don't know, but...
And
I
mean, now he's with another white woman and grinning. Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
God. Look how he grinning.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He's
she
the white woman whisperer.
Grinning.
White woman whisperer.
He's the white woman whisperer. Why this nigga... He you can't see him in the day. This is daylight. You can barely see this
damn.
Nigga.
She
all
pregnant.
You see are teeth. Oh, damn.
She this one pregnant.
Oh,
5 months. So he engaged
yeah.
to her.
As soon as he get run out of money.
And everybody is
boy, he got
nuts.
The coon smile.
Yo,
boy.
Like his smile is like a white picket fence. It's like seriously,
he looked like the dude didn't get out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah,
he is cheesing so hard. He's so happy he got his
well,
wife.
He's at least he happy. I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, let him live
let
with
him.
His cooning.
But cooning. I was talking about it because everybody felt some type of way because they like, damn, you are such a major coon.
Oh wow. Damn,
from RG3.
Has he ever dated a black girl?
I don't think so. Don't seem like
see, that's my problem. Like, if you just date different races, I think that's cool.
Right.
But if you're a black man and you're like, I would never date a black girl, your mama black, bro.
Yeah, dude, that makes you a coon. You're a coon.
But then I can't stand the black men that say shit like, I don't date black women because they had one bad experience with one black woman. So they like shoo off the entire community.
That's,
like,
that's a cool. He just
if
wanted to justify
case,
his cool.
You know, I need to, if that's the case, then I need to just say, fuck all black men.
Exactly.
Then. You know what I'm saying? All the shit we didn't went through. It's like, then fuck all y'all then.
Right.
Shit.
No,
but we don't. You know,
yeah,
I don't at least.
No, I don't either.
But yeah, that's probably what happened. And you know that kind of like happened on Catfish where it was a black man. He was he's like, oh, I don't date black women because
I can't stand it.
He was saying he don't date black women because he is a nerd and he likes to play video games.
Who said that?
It was a guy on Catfish.
Oh, we don't want you. You right,
oh,
you
yeah.
right.
But he
you
was
shouldn't.
Pretending no, he was pretending to be a white man. Talking
hilarious.
To a white woman. And they catfished him and
oh,
he was a black man. He
hilarious.
Said, I didn't think that I could, you know, get her, you know, black women don't like me because I'm a nerd. I play video games. They don't understand my
the
level
nigga nerds,
of
the nigga nerds.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Like he's too smart for
he
us.
He pretended to be a white man, y'all.
Yo, Lord.
And did she even want him?
Yeah, they was in get. Yeah, she was like, oh. It doesn't matter. They were supposed to be getting married, okay? But she ain't never met him.
Oh damn.
But she wanted to see if he
that's
was real,
weird.
And he wasn't a white man. He was black. He was a nigga.
Oh, and she
Lord.
Was cool. She was.
She
probably
was a,
like it better.
She was like, oh
like,
yeah, right.
I ain't gonna be.
She
bad.
Said, ooh, I got me a coon in a sunken place and black dick.
Yeah.
Ooh, honey, black dick.
Nigga nerd.
Which I don't blame her for that one.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Shit.
I think
man,
black niggas.
Layla,
amazing.
What else is happening out there?
Okay.
In entertainment.
Let me talk about. Ooh, let me talk about. Oh, okay. I know everybody's seen this by now. Come on.
Oh, Peter.
The fight.
Peter.
The fight.
Oh, yeah.
In the
yeah.
radio.
Yeah.
I wish they was in here fighting Tariq. That'd be dope.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Oh, man.
In the radio.
Oh, me and Layla gotta have a fight.
Oh, Lord.
Shit, she gonna pick some shit up. Come on. I don't fight. I pick stuff up.
Okay, that was
that?
Somebody else. I wonder if that same nigga with that phone. I wouldn't even say hello.
He had a track
phone. That nigga phone was fucked up, but I would love to see y'all fight up in here.
Man.
Why would you love to see that?
Man, that's just
the word love.
The ratings would be
the
incredible.
Word love. I'm like, love.
Tariq, you a sellout talking about the ratings.
Right.
You're a real producer, ain't you?
I'll be up here cooning. I'll be up here cooning right with you. Gotta get that body count down, Layla.
Oh, my God. You are
Oh, we'll be cooning it up in here.
You are terrible.
Oh, my God. No, because I be feeling like TV producers, that's how they are. Like, they don't care.
They don't care.
They just want to get the footage.
Yep.
Man.
But no, Peter and Matt, Kenya's boyfriend, they got into it, and Matt just basically feels like Peter could say whatever, and he does not have a voice. He, you know, because Peter's more popular, everybody likes Peter. Matt just feels like he doesn't have a voice. He basically was also saying that Kenya never really talked to him outside of filming. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, like he was mad about that. That's what he said. Now, he could be in his feelings.
That was a paid boyfriend.
Yeah,
he could be in his feelings and lying, but they legit got into it. And, you know, Peter got a mouth on him.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So Peter was saying some sideways shit, and, you know, Matt wasn't in Matt. I don't know who won that fight, though, because who do you think?
Dude, I think. I'm going to give it to Peter, because not only was Peter at a disadvantage age-wise, because the dude is like 20 years younger than Peter.
Right.
Size-wise.
Right.
You dig? And Peter still had this motherfucker hemmed up a little bit with that box cutter. Peter had it. You don't fight no old Jamaican.
Old Jamaican. That's a bad.
That's a old Jamaican to whoop your fucking ass.
Yeah, that's true. They got tricks.
But yeah, they in there fighting in the radio station and all that. That Matt dude is just on.
Yeah, he is something wrong. Yes, now they suing each other.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, Peter has filed a cease and desist to the radio station for.
Whoa.
And he asked for them to release the footage.
Oh, wow.
For court purposes.
Oh, wow.
Stuff like that.
I got to ask Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle from Atlanta, straight from the A, because it was on her website. She was the one who broke that story. Shout out to Michelle from Straight for the A. I need to have her call up to the show.
Yeah.
She has all the shit on everybody down there.
Yeah.
Michelle is the truth about that.
That's
but
dope.
How about y'all want to see these two fight up in here?
No.
Us fighting.
Why are you promoting that?
That's what the room is saying.
I don't care what those heathens are
saying. Nobody wants. Isambard, what do you think about that?
Layla. Don't fight Sarah. She will strangle you with her Afro wig.
I mean, why? Why y'all want to see two sisters
We're not
going to
see them. No, I wouldn't let y'all.
Oh, but it's so unbecoming of a female.
Let's do a mud fight.
Ooh, we could have a water gun fight with like a wet t-shirt contest. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Lord.
We should have like, you should have like a mixer with like all the people in the chat room and us.
I'm not trying to have
like a water gun fight. Like a water gun fight?
I don't want wet niggas up in my office.
No, it'd be girls and dudes. Have like a water gun fight. That shit would be so
y'all
fun.
Y'all edges be all sweated out and wetted out. Hell no.
That would be so fun.
Oh my God. We should do something for the summer though. Like,
I know.
We should do something.
I want to go to Six Flags. I want to get on a roller coaster.
Tariq ain't going. Yes. Wait. Tariq ain't going.
You never been to Six Flags in Magic Mountain?
Not here.
Okay.
You know, because it's different.
Over Georgia, I did that one.
Because, you know, in D.C., it's Kings Dominion. That's the most popular.
It's King's Dominion?
That's what it's called. Okay. Now, Six Flags back home is like, that's where all the kids go. Oh, nobody go there. Okay.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what up, Tariq? This is Jay, man, from the Nap Town. What's good with y'all?
Hey, Jay, how are you, brother?
Hi.
Oh, I'm good, man. Feeling good. Feeling great. What's up, Layla?
Hey. Sorry, I just took some water.
I'll jump right into it, bro.
What's on your mind?
I'll jump right into it, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm married, man, and everything was cool, you know what I mean? Just got into a little situation the other day. I was just wondering, like, how hard should we go as far as checking your wife, you know what I mean? It was a situation about some money that we was kind of stacking up. Some went away, and now I'm trying to figure out, you know what I mean? I done checked her, but you know what I mean? Like, how far should we go, you know what I mean, when it comes to actually checking the significant other, you know what I mean?
And how long y'all been dating, or married, rather?
We've been married for 2 years now.
Oh,
wow.
Y'all recently just got married.
And how long have y'all been having, like, these little issues?
Man, it's just like talking on some new type shit, man. Like, when we were together, usually money would kind of be like a separate. And now we, you know, maybe we try something where we had stashed some up to actually move out of the city of that, you know what I mean? It's actually head to ATL. We still heading that shit. We still good, but you know what I mean? I was like, man, you know, money is a big thing with me. And I'm definitely trying to make sure we always secure at all times. You know what I mean?
Isambard has a question.
Nigga, did you beat your wife's ass over $20?
What? He said, did you beat your wife's ass over $20?
Oh my God.
Isambard always wild, man.
How much money we talking about?
You terrible.
It was just $4,000.
$4,000, okay. Oh, so she fucked the money off or something?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you got to check on that. $4,000, you know, your
what
wife.
What the hell did she buy?
Well, exactly. What'd
like,
she get?
What?
Oh, man, it was like over a span of time. It was like, sometimes it would be like shit that was probably actually needed, probably like, you know, some shit for the kids or something like that. Or it would be for like some leisure shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Get some green every now and then. You know what I'm talking about?
Green?
Weed. I'm like, what the hell he's talking about? Well, I mean, I don't know, Tariq. I ain't
what the hell did she do with that $4,000? How long did it take for her to fuck off $4,000?
What did she? He said stuff for the kids.
Nah, this is probably since like the end of February.
Probably.
But she bought $8,000 worth of food stamps. She bought $8,000 worth of food stamps.
She flipped the $4,000 for $8,000 in food stamps.
You're terrible. How you know people be doubling it, Tariq? How you know that? Oh, because his ass
be so she could, be practical. She could have flipped it. No, but talk to your lady, man. Really get on her ass about, you know, fucking off money like that. Yeah, don't
just say, hey, you need to talk to me first.
Yeah, because sometimes your wife be thinking, okay, you know, I can just get this credit card and just go buck wild with it. You dig?
Yeah, I would.
And you know, if they look at husbands as just like bank replenishers. He's just gonna replenish the damn money.
Exactly.
You dig?
Should. No, joking.
Because nigga, I be looking at my credit card bill. My wife be and daughter. I be saying, fucking Sephora, Mac.
Your daughter, she be kidding you.
All the time.
Look, girls need things.
They do.
We need stuff all the time. Right.
Definitely.
If it's Mac, if it's
not
Sephora.
Not no fucking Sephora.
If it's Mac or Sephora.
Store, that's my favorite. I love it.
If it's Mac or Sephora, it's a need.
Right.
Not no Sephora.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sephora is very.
Mac and Sephora is a need. You need stuff.
You need
stuff for your skin. What you want her skin to look raggedy?
Exactly. Y'all don't be saying that when her skin glowing and stuff.
Right.
On you. Her skin glow on you.
But all that shit is expensive.
I mean, you got to pay for it to look good.
Yeah, you do.
Please.
Okay. Let that girl chalk that $4,000. Yeah. Let her keep that.
Chalk that.
Yo ass better get the Queen Latifah line at Target.
You better get the Queen Latifah.
Wait, she got a line at Target? Yeah. No, you lied, Tariq. Did she?
Yeah, I saw Queen Latifah make a Target. Yeah, get the Queen Latifah Maybelline at Target.
What?
Fuck all that Sephora bullshit.
No, she got a damn line.
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm glad I don't know about that. Wait. Fucking go
Tariq. Yeah. That shit will fuck your skin up. You need the good shit.
So you saying Queen Latifah line ain't gonna be the business?
Why you want her to get some downgrade bullshit?
Why you want her skin to break out, Tariq?
You ain't shit. You ain't shit, yo.
Ain't nothing wrong with the Queen Latifah line at Target.
Well, nigga, you use it after you
I ain't
get,
using shit.
You use her line then for your skin.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Use the Queen Latifah line for your skin.
Yeah, you Lord, that shit for your shit.
Y'all trying to run up niggas' credit card bills and goddamn.
Sephora is Sephora. A need. Yo, they got Dermalogica. Lord. I mean, that's stuff for your skin. Oh, skin is important.
I didn't know he's trying to break the poor girl's
Lord.
Skin out.
Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
That's hilarious.
Hello.
He said the Queen
Hey.
What's going on, man? It's Brandon from Cincinnati.
Brandon from Cincinnati. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. I actually got a question for the young ladies.
Oh, shit. For the ladies. Go ahead.
I've been with my girl for like 6 years now. I'm 25.
I just got a question. What are y'all opinions of, like, going to, like, clubs with your girl? We be having this debate all the time. Like, I be going out to the clubs with my homies and shit, and she always going to tag along, and I really ain't into that. Like, what y'all opinion on that? Like, am I tripping?
Ladies.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
25, I used to go to the club with my dude. That's what we do. We're 25. We go together. Like, as long as you don't have anything to hide, like, you're not trying to get girls' numbers and you're trying to just enjoy time with your girl, there's nothing wrong with that. She wants to hang out with you, right?
It's nothing wrong. I call it taking, you know, going out dancing with each other. It's nothing wrong with that. It's actually fun.
It's more fun.
And way better.
Way better, because at the end of the night...
What happens at the end of the night? You go to IHOP? I go eat afterwards. So.
Well, I mean, after I.
But I think you should try going out with her sometime. I don't think it's nothing wrong with that.
Sarah and Layla up here co-signing, going to the club with your dude.
Why?
What's wrong
with
that?
I used to do that all the time. When I was 25.
Sarah and Layla need to shut their cock-blocking asses up.
Y'all cock-blocking asses. That's cock-blocking. Well, say it again.
Sarah and Layla need to shut their cock-blocking asses up.
That's cock blocking. That's some. Let the dude go out and kick it.
Look,
with y'all cock blocking asses.
Look, ain't nobody saying
y'all
that
trying to make
you
it
just
cute.
Go out.
Ooh, it's so nice. We go to the club. Y'all cock blocking. Let that nigga go out and get some shine from the lady so he can feel like a player.
Listen,
and come home and give you some of that player dick.
Right. Listen. I don't want to cheat. I just want to, you know, go see the fight.
There's nothing wrong with doing that sometimes.
But
we ain't saying all the time.
I'm just saying every now and then it's
every
cool.
Every now and then it's cool. Damn.
Every now and then it's cool.
Y'all so fucking extra.
Yeah, y'all.
All y'all think about is sticking your dick somewhere. Weird. That's all this shit is really about.
No, you know what I noticed?
That's all
the dude
really
ain't, my man ain't trying to smash.
No, whatever. No. Then you wouldn't have said what you
dudes
said.
Dudes want to see if they still got it. That's
yeah,
what I know.
Okay.
Seriously.
Exactly.
They want to go
nobody,
out and see if they still
well,
got
a,
it.
We didn't say go out with her all the fucking time to the club. We just said once or twice a month.
Damn. Jeez.
Please, when y'all want to go out, y'all don't want no niggas tagging along with y'all.
Shit.
On girls' night.
I go out with dudes all the time.
Not no dude that you banging on girls' night. When it's girls' night, y'all want to go do girl shit, talk shit, get niggas to buy y'all drinks.
Nigga,
you don't want your dude tagging along.
Nigga.
You don't want
that. We just said now all the time.
Every now and then it's cool. Not all the time.
Oh, my God. Nigga. We said now all the time. One time is cool.
It went over your wig, baby.
No,
I'm telling
it didn't.
You.
It
I'm telling you.
It didn't.
Y'all made it seem like you're cock blocking. That's what I'm saying to you, sweetie.
No.
Right. Every now and then.
You see me and Layla like, whatever, nigga. Bye.
Every now and then, take her to the club. Like, twice a month is cool. Not every time. At least once a month. Jeez. Just once a month. Once a month.
Damn. Once a month?
Yes.
What's wrong with once a damn month? My goodness.
Jeez.
Hell no. Nigga, don't take your lady to the club.
I used to go to the strip club with my dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I used to go to the strip club.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun. He gives you a bunch of ones. You throwing them.
Now, if they go to the dude strip club where the dudes are doing the magic mic, they ain't taking your ass.
He don't want to go.
So what's the answer here? Okay, so the answer is don't do
it.
Then.
Don't take it later.
Yeah, then don't.
Y'all are saying
obviously
don't.
You called up here for an answer. We gave it to you. You don't like it, so just do what you want to do. You know, it's like, then why call?
You should have asked Tariq.
Yeah. The hell you asking us for?
I'm just calling y'all out on the bullshit.
We said, look. Once a month, you said you don't want to do that. Then, nigga, then don't do it then.
Because it's going to be problems.
Yeah, I mean, don't do already... nothing you don't want to do.
The weed, the weed is coming
she
out.
She would have
all right. Thank you for the call.
Oh, yo, Tina looks so good.
The weed makes you violent.
Oh, she is so
who
is
that?
Look at that.
Beyonce's mom?
Yeah, she looks so good.
Anyway, yo, let's get up. It's time to get up out of here.
Oh, wait, Janet Jackson's birthday today.
How old is she?
51.
Oh, so how old is her daughter?
Oh, damn. The one that they keep saying she ain't got. The old
Janet's
one.
Janet's daughter is terrible.
That hideous looking chick who looked like she's 50-something her damn self. Talking about Janet Jackson is her mama.
Yo, her daughter is terrible looking.
There was a lady trying to say, did y'all see? There was one lady who said she was Billie Jean.
Oh,
you remember
yes.
That?
Yes. I have that on my Instagram.
She's like,
I do. I'm not Billie Jean. He talking about.
No, she said that Michael Jackson's family owes her money because she was inspired by the song Billie Jean. She said she used
and
to
that's
get beat up.
Not true.
She said she used to get beat up, and she said it was a limo at the bottom of the apartment, parked in the garage, like parked in the alley. And she said in the alley. In the limo was Michael Jackson.
I knew you was about to say it. I was about
Lord.
To say it.
That's what she said.
Wait, hold on.
God damn, man.
And you know the real story behind Billie Jean, though. It ain't got shit to do with that. Okay, so Cardi B has got a BET nom.
Yeah.
Nominee. Oh, I didn't know her ass rap. She got songs out?
She got it. Cardi B got it by default.
How?
Because besides Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj, name another female rapper that's out.
Nobody. Thank so they you. Have nobody. Nicki it's Minaj default. Has nobody yeah. to run up against.
Then she got it by default.
But who won? Who won? Who's winning? Who's winning?
Is she a rapper though?
Yeah, Dreezy.
It's Nicki Minaj.
She's been in the game a long time, but with, she should have got
she
it.
She sings on most of her stuff.
It's
though.
Another rapper.
Who, Dreezy?
Too.
Yeah.
She's rap.
Iggy.
I never heard of
the Black Iggy. The Black Iggy.
Oh,
Azalea Banks.
Bye.
No, they ain't about to have her ass at no damn BET
yeah,
Awards.
For real.
No. So ain't no other Black female rappers out.
I didn't know Cardi B rapped. I thought she was just a social media whore.
No. She raps. Mm-hmm. She raps.
What does she rap? I ain't never heard nothing.
You know.
Gifts.
Exactly. Exactly.
What she said?
You just answered your own question.
She
exactly.
rapping gifts.
Oh, exactly. All right. You just answered everything right there.
It's like she's a rapper like we
but
rap.
Because well, I was just reading her little Twitter rant when she was like, I spend long nights in the studio on my own money, my own
she's
I write my own shit.
She's patting herself on the back. And I'm not mad at Cardi. She came from the gutter. She's getting, you know, her little money or whatever. But don't, sweetie. You got nominated by default.
So they who's just, winning in the category?
It's
does Nicki be, Minaj laugh?
It's going to be Nicki or Remy, one too. Of them.
Oh, Remy. Ooh.
But they have to have at least four or five people nominated, and
right.
there's just nobody else.
So what they does she to, fuck around the window?
Cardi B?
Over Remy Ma.
That'd be so shit.
That shit would be funny.
What Man. If she fuck around the window while we playing? What
oh, yeah, you got Young M.A. You got Young Ma, Young M.A.
Is that her name? Young Ma?
Somebody said Cash Doll. Who the fuck is Cash Doll?
I don't know.
Okay, see, some of these people,
what about
nobody
the other,
knows.
What about the other girl, the dark-skinned girl that chicken noodle soup with the soda on the side?
Oh, Lil Bow Wow twin? She's stuck in 2001.
Layla.
No, she's on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Oh, but she ain't got nothing
chicken
out
chicken noodle soup? Wasn't that what Lil Mama?
No.
Mama song, ain't it?
Girl, I feel like I'm in here with my aunts. Y'all don't know shit.
Wait, that's not Lil Mama's song, Chicken
no.
Noodle Soup.
No.
Swear to God.
It's not. I forgot.
I thought it
what was her name,
honey.
Tariq? I forgot.
I don't know her name.
She's on Love & Hip Hop,
I know you talk. I don't know her name, though.
Damn it, what's her name? Anybody know what her name is? Chicken Noodle Soup with a song.
I swear to God, I thought that was Lil Mama, yo. I thought that was Lil
Mama.
Lil Mama
is lip gloss is popping.
Yeah.
Oh. Lip gloss is popping.
I thought that was her song, too.
No.
This is the effects of weed. Both of y'all. You sharing her pipe. Well, good Lord.
I smoke all natural papers. No pipe involved.
Please.
Oh, my God. You smoking something.
All right,
girl.
Man. Let's get up out of here.
Stop bashing weed like it's bad.
It is bad, y'all. Y'all leave that damn
it's
weed
alone.
It's
good for anxiety and
no,
stuff.
It's really, no, it's really good when I'm being creative.
It is good for creativity.
No, I get the kind that's good for when you're in creative settings.
The edibles.
What would create what? What do you create?
See, it's indica.
Create chaos.
Or hybrid. You know, indica has you like, you stuck, you sleep, you like, you can't fucking move.
Oh, this is so funny. Taco emergency, call 911.
Oh, that's crazy. Where's that?
Okay, so, let's ask the chat room. So, we need to start something where Tariq is going to come hiking with our asses.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay, because we went hiking on Friday and we did a little video and was like, you know, is Tariq going to join us? Because, you know, Tariq is all trying to be all healthy while still
yes.
at the right. IHOP
oh,
line.
Oh, fake ass.
While
healthy.
Still at the IHOP line.
Yo, Taco.
Not at no damn IHOP. Uh-huh. That's her ass.
No, your
that's...
ass is still at the IHOP line because he's going to tell me, oh, I had some eggs from IHOP. And I said, Tariq, that's not healthy.
And
yeah.
this
that's
nigga be up here eating sweet potato pies and red velvet cupcakes and
okay,
shit.
Okay, but look, I have room to eat that shit yeah. because I'm thin and I work the fuck out
True.
Diligently. So I can eat whatever I want within reason, but you are trying to
You look
lose
like you lost weight, though.
Beginning.
You look like
you
have you lost
have,
weight,
I must
though.
Say.
Yeah,
I give you that.
But you gotta, you know, you went to Hawaii. You told me about
Let's
those chocolates
hiking.
You had.
No, Hawaii, I'm not even joking. When I went to Hawaii, I gained 10 pounds.
No,
yeah,
Tariq said he had
yeah.
some
yeah.
chocolates
yeah,
from
that food,
Hawaii.
The food
Legit,
out there
I came back and
on
I stepped on the scale and I was like 10 pounds the following week. I'm not even joking.
Well, Tariq yeah. was talking about the chocolates that he had. And I'm like.
Them chocolates, are they on fleek in Hawaii? But that was a long time ago. That was
the Tariq hike challenge.
I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go hiking with him. We can go this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
we go this week. Oh,
okay.
One of these mornings.
Okay, no, we go, I'm gonna go with early. Him. We go early. We go like 9:30, 10 at the latest.
We're going to do that this week.
Before it gets
and
we're going to
put it on Instagram, yes. So everybody watch it. We're
but you, well, hold on. Don't be dragging ass. Are you going to run? Dragging ass.
Wait till he
you
see
you going to be running?
No. I'm going to walk. I ain't going to run.
No, wait till he see
I'll
that
be
hill.
Running. See, y'all be bullshitting. I'll be running.
We're going to do a fast walk, Tariq.
I know. Me and Layla going to walk fast.
See, I'll be serious with my workouts. I'll be running.
No, but you can't run up that hill.
No,
Tariq,
you can't.
When you see that hill.
It's one part of the hill you can't run because you might bust your ass for real. You might.
It's a real hike. You almost need a damn stick.
And then if you bust your ass, I don't know.
Somebody said Layla gained 10 pounds of ass. Y'all niggas in the chat room talking shit.
So damn.
Oh.
Y'all thirsty niggas.
Yeah, so the Tariq hike challenge.
Yeah, I'm going to go
Tariq
up there with
them. Tariq hike challenge.
We're going to hashtag. We're going to film it.
I'm going up yes. there with
because they
their
got
ass.
Service up there. Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be on top of the hill. Okay, good. Okay, this
we're
week,
this
Tariq.
Week. We're going this week.
All right.
This are we week. Going to catch this week since you got time to hike?
That's at night. No, we ain't going to catch this week. We're going to catch
I like how you slid that in, though, sir.
No, y'all sit y'all ass.
We still
down.
Going, though. We're going
to
go.
We've been trying to go out and hang for, yeah. like, ever.
And they want me to bring,
it's
like,
be
celebrity friends. They want me to bring that.
Well,
so
why
that,
not?
So they can be thirsty one, as hell.
No, fuck oh, that no. thirsty shit. I'm trying to get some game about
some
business. Fuck
oh,
that.
Please.
I want some advice.
No, really.
I want some advice from a few
shit,
people.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get some modeling gigs. Like, okay, you got a video? Okay, can I be
right,
in the video?
Right,
you
right.
know?
I want
to
know
what
about
I'm
your
trying to do.
App company.
Fuck the thirst.
Look, I want to know about your app
what
company.
The hell you typing over there?
Nothing.
What you typing over there? You typing some bullshit.
I ain't typing nothing.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
I can't wait to see Tariq how y'all got
sit
yo
thirsty ass down.
You was typing some bullshit in there.
That's Isambard.
Man, fuck that thirsty
sit
shit.
Sit your thirsty ass down.
All right.
Anyway, we got to get out of here, goddammit. What you doing this week, Sarah, besides?
Hiking with Tariq.
And besides smoking. You hiking and smoking and then what else?
I smoke weed. Yes, I do. And I'm not ashamed. And you won't make me feel bad for it.
I ain't making you feel bad on
and
you.
And
what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to be hanging out with Layla and her mama.
Yeah,
her
mammy, on Friday. We're going to go.
At Bazaar.
Friday.
We're going to do the Tariq Hike Challenge.
Yep.
Where y'all going with her mom? Where y'all
at
going?
At the bazaar.
At the bazaar. I told her.
What's that? What's
for Mother's Day. Okay, so my mom asked my mom, where does she want to go for Mother's Day? You know, my mom likes to eat and stuff. She's like, trying to think of the most expensive thing she can think of, because since I'm taking her. So she was like, oh, I want to go have some drinks at the bazaar, and I want to go. Oh, so I'm going to take her there.
The SLS Hotel.
Yeah,
I'm going to
take her there.
Right, it's right on where, what is that?
It's in borderline
it's
Beverly
Hills. It's where Beverly Center is at.
Yeah, it's
okay,
there.
Okay.
You should come through, Tariq.
He ain't coming, Chad.
When y'all doing that?
Friday.
I ain't gonna do it. So what else y'all doing this week?
I'm studying. I told you I'm a grandma. No, I'm studying.
And Layla, what you got going on?
Oh, you know what? I think I'm at, I don't know if it's Wednesday or it could be tomorrow, Thursday. I've actually talked to the guy. But remember I told you I work with a nonprofit organization?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I'm gonna
nice.
Talk to the kids again.
Oh, the kids like you?
The kids like me. He's like, come back. You know, I just tell him about like career paths. Like, shut up. Shut up, Tariq.
Yeah.
He's like, what you talking right. to the kids? Tariq, last time I went, they were asking me the craziest questions. Like, they're supposed to be asking me career questions. They're like, are you married?
Oh,
these
damn.
Little bitty, these are junior high school kids.
These little niggas campaigning.
They was right. flipping out. And then I know I was like, why do I wear these tight ass jeans?
For hell yeah, them kids see that ass. They were like, look,
but
ma'am.
I'm thinking these are middle school kids, so I thought my tight jeans were okay. I thought high school,
right.
but these little, like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to wear some baggy pants. Like, these little hormonal kids, I was yeah. like, I can't. This is ridiculous.
Hell yeah, these little boys are campaigning. They're like,
yeah, they was like, yeah. can I get your number? Are you married? And it was so funny, because one of the kids was like, are you married, right? Then another kid say, are you in a relationship? He's like, nigga, I asked her, was she married? He's like, I know, but she not married, but she might be in a relationship. Like, it's been all technical and shit. I was like, dude.
Aww, little dude's campaigning heavy. That's
Aww,
good.
Little kid.
Yeah, flip that.
What your ass some... doing? Editing?
Yeah, what I'm you
editing.
Doing?
My editor's calling me now, so I'm working on the film, doing that, getting hidden, not hidden colors, 1804 popping,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. We're at the new office, just making sure everything is cool here.
Can we decorate?
Yeah.
Can we have some input on the decoration?
Yeah.
What y'all want to do? What can we do to spice it
Ooh,
up? I
we,
like it.
You need more. You need to have something with
purple,
us.
No.
Three in it for the show.
Tariq, mm-hmm. can you picture. Paint these walls like purple or like an aqua
or pink?
Blue?
Y'all trying to turn this shit real moist. ain't about to paint.
No, no, that'd be dope if we had aqua blue is dope. That's kind of neutral.
No, Tariq, like I think you should have a picture with us three together from the show.
Okay, that's right?
Yeah, we do. We need to do that.
We yeah, why we do a selfie today? Y'all act like y'all, we ain't even, you know.
Like,
I mean,
we ain't family.
Yeah.
That's because
yeah.
Tariq called us orphans earlier.
Because they're here begging for food. Oh, they come here begging for food. I'm
next
like,
week,
damn.
Could you
we'll
have
like
food?
Annie, we Postmates for us?
Could we have Postmates next week?
Y'all just bring some snacks. Shit.
No.
Why we got to bring it?
Could you bring some?
This is the new office.
Because I barely get here on time. I ain't about to go run down the damn Taco Bell for y'all black
asses.
Yo,
Ross is right here.
And your ass can go before you get here. Please. All right, y'all. Let's get up out of here. We got to go up out of here.
Tariq is terrible, yo.
He's about to. Y'all, send these girls some snacks.
Tariq is fucking terrible,
send them a little care. Send them some care packages.
I'm trying to get some free food.
They're like little prisoners. Have some care packages.
I didn't eat today, y'all. Y'all know I usually do, but
only ate breakfast.
I had a I was running late today.
I was counting
so
on you, Sarah. I said, Sarah,
I
go bring some.
I was running late. I was coming from Chinatown, honey.
Man. All right, y'all. We about to be up out of here, man. Y'all, bye. Give your Instagram, Sarah. Instagram.
Oh, my Instagram is at the Sarah Nicole.
Layla, what is yours, dear?
At Miss Layla Lopez, which is MSLAILALOPEZ.
Cool.